While the president was talking about pulling out American troops, there's turmoil building on the Iraqi political scene. In western Iraq's Anbar province, Sunni tribes joined with U.S. forces to calm the region, though Sunni tribes won provincial elections in January. But now there's growing criticism that the leader there is using his political power to advance his own business interests. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
Ahmed Abu Risha is the current leader of the Sahwa, or Awakening Council, that turned from the insurgency to ally with the U.S. and push al-Qaeda out of Anbar. Now Abu Risha's Sahwa Council has won the right, through elections, to pick the next governor of Anbar province. In the provincial capital, Ramadi, sitting under a portrait of his brother who was murdered by al-Qaeda for starting the Sahwa, Abu Risha explained why he picked an engineer and businessman named Mohammed Qasim for the post. He's the most qualified candidate, says Abu Risha, the kind of governor Anbar province needs after so many years of war. But not all the Sahwa members agree with Abu Risha. In fact, some of them mounted street protests against the choice, which they claim were put down by police with threats of violence. They complain that Qasim left Anbar when the tough fighting against al-Qaeda began. Abu Risha says that shouldn't count against the nominee.
No, he was not here during the fight. But we want to turn the page on the fighting. We want a person to rebuild the province according to modern designs. Mr. Qasim has relations with the Arab and international companies, so he may support this province through investment.
In another tribal meeting hall at about the same time, several members of the Sahwa gathered to pledge their opposition. As they stir sugar into bottomless cups of strong tea, they denounce Abu Risha's choice in the strongest language.
He's an engineer? Well, the Anbar is full of engineers. But engineers not running away in front of any simple problem. Not losers or runners, you know? Courage people, patriot people.
Hekmat Suleiman, an opposition member, says that the choice of Qasim is motivated by Abu Risha's own business interests. As he speaks, another half-dozen tribal sheikhs nod in agreement. They think Abu Risha is trying to run the Sahwa Council as if he were its king, not its president. Hekmat says he's afraid the Americans are going to stick with Abu Risha as a force for stability in Anbar.
Yes, they support stability, yes, but stability to build a new dictator, that means the lives we lost, the money we lost, for nothing, just to exchange one with another. Do you think liberation of Iraq should end as this result, to build a new dictator?
Abu Risha says the split is exaggerated, that very few of the Sahwa members oppose his choice of governor. But it doesn't seem that he's tolerating much dissent.
The General Secretariat will meet, decide to dismiss these members, and they will be dismissed, because they have abandoned the patriotic course of the Sahwa.
Abu Risha says the protests have only drawn a few dozen people, but several hundred turned out for an opposition march early this week. All of the Sahwa leaders gained their positions through the barrel of a gun, but so far neither side has threatened violence. Observers in Anbar have suggested optimistically that the dispute can be solved in tribal fashion by cutting the opposition in on the action. That may also serve the American interest in keeping Anbar quiet as a troop drawdown begins. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Ramadi.